worked especially with orphans, and she works with the Knowledge Society to aid victims of war. And she joins us. She's part of the Iraqi Women for Peace. It's traveling around. Code Pink's helped set this up, part of the Women Against War movement in this country. And they have amazing stories to tell. Dr. Zeidan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We're going to be talking to Gail Murphy here in a second, but first talking to you, tell us about your work with women and orphans and what you've witnessed in Fallujah and Baghdad during the genocide operations being conducted by the New World Order control system.
Yes, I in the beginning we was working with the widows and orphans, and they were some numbers we can help them, but after 3 years of occupation and this horrible war, the number increased in a large quantity. We can't give any more help for them.
So at this point, you're not getting any, not getting the help you need for widows and orphans.
Yes, because they are increasing daily by daily in all Iraq, in all country, in all cities of Iraq.
What did you witness in Iraq?
All what you say, all miserable, all problem, all blood, all killing, all suffering. What I told you about what I'm seeing every day, bodies everywhere, explosive everywhere, and more widows and orphans, and more people suffering for both, for our and for the American people.
Now, 1.5 million Iraqis were exterminated conservatively in the first 13 years of the siege, and now conservatively over 100,000 birth defects up with DU, all of it. Being a doctor, you see even more of it. We've seen polls and statistics. Our own government admits it's far worse than before the invasion. How much worse is it now than before the invasion of 3 years ago?
If I say 100 worse, maybe less. It is more and more.
So 100 times worse isn't enough?
Yes, maybe more than. You know, nothing. The electricity, the water, the medical care, the education, all of it is going down and down. And no projects for rebuilding. All what is speaking about is just projects on a paper. We got nothing from it. And we are suffering too much from this.
Well, that's the scam payoffs. They don't build anything. They just put it right in their bank accounts. It's just direct payoffs. The president puts it right in his bank account, and so does Dick Cheney.
They say they are rebuilding, but it is they are building for a permanent basis.
Yeah, you're right. The 23 permanent bases.
Yes, they are for the permanent basis. They are not building schools or houses for the people, or even the hospitals. They have been bombed. They are not.
Those are extermination control towers. You see, the official plan, I'm sure you as an Iraqi know this, the Israeli plan of 83 is to have the U.S. invade, then break it up in three different sections, and then have continual war and genocide stirring up the different groups and controlling civil war. Are Iraqis aware that it's our government carrying out most of the bombings?
Surely, because you know all the international law saying if you are an occupier, you have to take care of the country you have occupied. So it is their responsibility to hold all these things. And I think they not hold it in a sufficient way. So we are in this case.
Now, you've come to the United States now. You're traveling with womensaynotowar.org. We have links to it on Infowars.com. Tell us how you came to the United States, Dr. Zeidan.
Global Peace for saying war, no to war, they invited us to sharing their activities, and we came here just to tell the American people what is happening really in Iraq. We just want to tell them the truth, which they not hear it from the media. We have some pictures, we have some films about what's happening, and we hope we can reach every American people in order they know the truth, because we believe that America is the center for truth and freedom, but the picture now is different. After 3 years, we see everything is different.
Are you aware that America, are the average Iraqis aware that we've just been captured, too, by the same people, and that it's just more sophisticated? See, we've been captured, too. We're controlled as well. The average American doesn't even know what's going on. The average American's been mind-controlled.
I think if they know the truth, our letter is just telling them the truth. and awaiting from being captured, my country has been gone, and I have to work hard for my children. I have four children, and I have to think about their future. So if anything happened to me, I will not be cared, because all my country are suffering. So no problem.
So you're saying you're willing to, I mean, you're doing whatever it takes to stand up for the little ones.
Yes, I'll try. I'll do my best.
But I'm sure even through all the pain, is it rewarding to you to know that you're standing up for the widows and orphans, doing that incredibly holy work?
Yes, I brought with me all their suffering, and I try hard to transfer it to the American people, to just feel what they are feeling. We are all a human being, and we had to help each other and to make good and peace for each other, not to occupy and destroy. So I hope this letter will reach the American people.
I'd like to go back and talk to you in a few minutes, Dr. Zeidan. Where are some of the places that you're going to be traveling and speaking here in the United States for listeners that would like to visit with you?
I shall go to North Carolina tomorrow, and to Missouri, and to Chicago, and then to New York. And, you know, the schedule is still now, they still added some more places.
That's right. You can go to womensaynotowar.org. How else can people, any other websites, Dr. Zeidan, that we can visit?
Yes, I have a website, www.almaarifa.org.
Can you spell that out slowly so we can put a link to it?
Yes. Al-Ma'rifa means knowledge in Arabic. So to spell like this, Almaarifa.org.
All right, and that is the Knowledge Society. If you type that into Google with Iraq, it should come up for you as well. What's a good keyword search? Just Knowledge Society of Iraq?
We are helping to, you know, knowledge is, have many meanings, and one of its meaning is knowing the truth. And knowing what is happening in Iraq is part of our duty, but we have many other projects.
You shall know the truth, and it shall set you free.
Thank you for him.
Yes, the truth. The people perish for lack of knowledge. I'd like to go back to you, Dr. Zeidan, but can I speak to the founder of Code Pink, which is a women's peace activist group, Gail Murphy, here for a few minutes?
Yes, okay.
Thank you.
Hello.
Gail, thank you so much for joining us. Can you break down some of the things you guys are doing and where you're going to be, and what some of this horrific testimony these women have been giving is like?
Well, it's been very emotional. The women came more or less around the 5th of March and started in New York, where we had a large public event and some visits to the UN, press conferences, a march to the UN mission. I think some of you may have heard that Cindy Sheehan and Medea Benjamin were arrested in their attempt to try and deliver a petition that over 100,000 women had signed calling for peace in Iraq. Then they came to Washington, and we had also public events. We spent a day lobbying Congress, having meetings with both representatives and their staff, so that they can hear from these women who are ordinary women. These are not the kind of women that when senators and congressmen travel to Iraq and the U.S. government inside Iraq sets up meetings for them, these are not the kind of people that they would have an opportunity to meet.
Yeah, I mean, in Bush's State of the Union, he trots out some woman whose husband got a $50 million contract to say how much she loves the war.
Right. So we felt it was important that these women try and meet with Congress folks. Some have been receptive, others not so receptive. And that's quite emotional, because these women are so, they're here to save lives. They took the risk to come here, and it is a risk, both physical because of the travel through Iraq to get to Amman, to get their visas initially. We have the largest, most expensive U.S. embassy in the world in Iraq, with 160,000 troops, and they do not have a visa office where Iraqis can go and get a visa. They have to travel the long distance to Jordan in order to get a visa, and it's a very long process. Dr. Rashad, in fact, was held back in Amman because her visa process was delayed compared to the other women. Two of the women who were invited, mothers who lost their husbands and their children, one at an unmarked checkpoint, and the car was fired on by U.S. soldiers. Another one encountered a tank, and her entire family was wiped out. They were denied visas because they could not meet the burden of proof that they were not intending to emigrate permanently to the U.S.
Gail, have you seen the video where the tank drivers just machine gun whole families and they laugh? I mean, it's psychopathic.
Yeah, it's a crazy the situation in Iraq is really
I got to be honest with you.
And it has been since the beginning. Code Pink has been going to Iraq since before the war. In fact, one of the delegate members, Iman Khamas, was the co-founding director of the Occupation Watch Center that Code Pink helped set up. It's been since closed because of the insecurity. And she has been documenting war crimes, you know, since the get-go, and she has stacks of video and piles of pictures and has written article after article about what's going on.
If somebody gets us some of that, we'll post it on our sites. We need to get this out to people.
Yeah. Dr. Rashad was just, we were meeting with the senator from Alaska, Murkowski, today. And as we came out, a friend of ours, John Bruins, who's an Iraq vet, and she met. And he has been working to get the troops home. And he was just so moved to see Dr. Rashad, and he said, explained where he was based. He was based near Abu Ghraib, and he said, you know, we were sent out every day to surround communities. If there was a sniper or an explosion, we would be sent out, surround the communities, and then we kicked in every door in the neighborhood. Has that ever happened to you?
Unbelievable. We'll be right back. And they take all the men down to age 11 to the camp. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking to Dr. Rashad Zaidan, goes by Dr. Rashad. And her organization is Knowledge Society. She helps widows and orphans over there. She says more than 100 times. 100 times isn't enough to say how bad it's gotten. It is a hell on earth. Power in most cities is on just a few hours a day. The water treatment plants are just blown to bits. Dysentery. One of the first things the occupation extermination government did when it got in was say it's illegal to collect statistical data on cancers, on birth defects, on deaths, on everything. So now we don't even know. We just know it's far worse. And going back to Gail Murphy, who heads up one of these great organizations that's out there fighting all this, WomenSayNoToWar.org, and she's the head of Code Pink as well. And we've got Dr. Rashid on with us. Gail, you can answer this if you know, or Dr. Rashid. The power being off, the infrastructure being shut down, being far worse than it was before, I think it's important to state that that's the facts, not what the neocons are saying on the radio. Would you guys like to comment on that?
Yes.
Yes, the power being off, the infrastructure. I mean, can you physically describe what it's like?
What's life? Firstly, you know, this is not security. Every day when my children go to, I have four children, two in the college, two in the, one in the secondary school, one in the primary school. When they go morning, they say, goodbye, mother, maybe we'll meet you again, because maybe they will be explosive or bombed, I don't know. And the small girls, when I go to the school, I bring them to the school, and I'm just waiting for their returning back. I'm just always praying they will be safe in their school. So this is the security. And the random shooting from the American army, because you know they are afraid, they feel all the people in Iraq are their enemy, and so they shoot, just they hear, and the electricity is always no electricity. We just got 1 hour in the 24 hour in the water. Iraq is have two big rivers of the world. You know, we are looking for clear water for drinking, and we have pictures of how the women are trying hard, holding the big jugs, and go to a large distance to brought a clear water for their children. Education, many people have let their children not go to the school because, you know, the security is very bad.
Did you know the neocons said their real plan was to knock you into the Stone Age and commit genocide against you? And now millions of Iraqis are dead, and you've gone from, what, 25 million to 23 million? They're killing you. And I mean, because we've got their plans. Are Iraqis aware that the official plan was to murder you? They never wanted to help you?
Yeah, honestly, most Iraqi people was waiting. They are just waiting. They not give a previous judge about what is happening. They say the United States say we are coming to help you. We are coming to freedom you from the Saddam regime.
But you found out that's not
but
the case.
But we found, yes, this is the result what we got. It is not nothing. We got worse and worse.
Did you know every time a general of the provisional government says you'll get the water on, they fire him? The generals have complained. They could have gotten your power and water back on. They've been told not to.
They are transferring everything by the airplane, the tanks, the Hummers, the weapons.
That's because Halliburton makes more money if they're able to do that, yeah.
Can they brought us the generator and repair the electricity? It is so simple. If they can transfer all these things, all 300,000 people they brought them to Iraq, can they brought the generator to Iraq to help them in repairing the electricity? If they want, they can. We are sure if they want, they can. But all of you heard about the millions of dollars, the billions of dollars which has been gone, and they say for the rebuilding of Iraq, we got nothing of it. So it was just a contract.
Well, they're so greedy. Yeah, the contractors have to keep it all for themselves. And I've had former contractors on. I've had military Marine Corps captains on. They say, oh, yeah, they'll put up a blue tent and say it's a $10 million structure and then just keep the money. I mean, it's just bid rigging, war profiteering.
Yes, yes. And they all the time they are speaking, we are rebuilding Iraq, we are helping the Iraqi people. But I just I want to inform you that all the people whom you heard, or they may be met it in the media, they are from the side of the government, and so they say everything is okay and we are living in a pink life. But I came from the majority of Iraqi people, the simple people who had no way to reach the media, who had no way to inform the other about what they are suffering from, and I hope you can reach it to the American people to know what is done by their name. All this war is done by your name for keeping your security.
And the troops are there going, why aren't we helping these people? This doesn't make any sense, because the plan is to stay there for decades and use it as a black hole to put weapons contracts and provisional government contracts into. The elections were staged. It's all staged. You know, they told us that all their media was free over there. It turned out it was all CIA run. Anybody who writes a real story gets 30 years in prison. One more segment with our guest when we get back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
A few of your calls. It's some other news coming up here after our guests leave us here in a few minutes. Been honored to be joined by them. Glad these women have made this trek here to the United States to make some of these sick neocon followers face what they've done if they'll even pay attention. That's the sick thing, you know. I'm a real conservative. I mean, I disagree with Code Pink on a lot of issues. They're probably anti-gun. I'm pro-Second Amendment. But I'm against this war. But the neocons, Bush is anti-gun, and they'll go, no, he ain't. No, he isn't. Even when Bob Barr, who's an NRA board member, comes on and tells you Bush is. You know, that's the delusional nature of this. And I go back to the fact that they claim, look at their free media. Look at their free news over there. Look at all these newspapers. They love Bush. Turned out every one of them was fake, run by the Defense Department of the CIA, written in Washington or Maryland or New York. And that anybody who writes anything that isn't pro-New World Order, pro-invasion, is instantly arrested, and they're given 30-year sentences. I'm not sure who of the two we have here. Is it Gail Murphy, or is it Dr. Rashid?
Both have our ear to the phone.
the staged elections, Gail, the fake newspapers, all of this has now come out, just like the fake WMDs, just like the Downing Street memo, the White House memo is even worse. I mean, now what more do we need to see? I mean, if my neighbor lies to me five times, I never believe him. Well, we've been lied to 500 times by these people premeditatedly, and we're supposed to just buy their next lie?
Well, I think that the big problem is, you know, a lot of people now know that it was all lies and that there was a, you know, premeditated justification for this war. But what we need to do is to convince people that, yes, it's a mess, but we are the problem, not the solution, and that we just have to admit our mistake and figure out how to get our troops out of there.
Well, I mean, the CIA's own real investigations and real policy reports on this say that pulling out would reduce things massively.
Yes. And I think that that's what we have to do, is put pressure on our elected officials to take a look at that reality, that pulling out will reduce the violence.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a bad war, but we're there now. We can't turn tail and run.
You know, that's like if I've got my hand stuck in the garbage disposal and it's cutting my fingers off. I don't go, I'm manly. I'm going to saw it off to the nub. No, I jerk my hand out of there, Gail.
Yeah, and that's what we have to do. We have to put pressure on our elected officials to look at the truth, to look at the alternatives, and to look seriously at pulling our troops out as soon as possible, and to also allow for the internal political process to happen. There are people who are Iraqis who are ready to talk about alternatives, but they don't dare, because then they would be seen as collaborators, they would be seen as negotiating with the puppet government.
You know who Ray McGovern is, don't you?
Yep.
We had him on, and he said his number one suspect in that mosque bombing is our government or the Mossad. I mean, clearly,
yeah.
A lot of these bombings are meant to stir up both sides to kill each other.
Well, Dr. Rashid herself described, she said there was a curfew in Samarra at the time, and she asks the question, how could people get through police forces, get through National Guard, get through U.S. with a substantial amount of explosives, spend 8 to 10 hours setting themselves up, and get away with it?
Well, that's the thing. In fact, reporters and people who were there and caught some of this said they were wearing Iraqi National Guard uniforms.
Yeah.
In fact, let me get a comment from Dr. Rashid on that. The shrine bombing, that certainly got everybody at each other's throats, and the evidence clearly shows that Western intelligence did that, Doctor. Can you comment on the shrine bombing and coalition involvement in that? The bombing of the Golden Mosque.
Yes. The bombing of it, you know... all the city of Iraq is completely closed after 6 o'clock evening, and it is well served by the American army. Nobody come, nobody out until the 6 o'clock early morning. So what happened is that after 6 o'clock evening, as they say, that somebody came to the Golden Mosque and they bombed it. You know, how they come enter after our ministry for building, he go and visit, he say it need a large quantity of explosive materials. And
well, we had a little problem there. Might have been their phone, might have been our friends in the government. Do we have our guest back? Okay. Great. We're going to get our guest back on the good old line, whatever just happened there, and spend a few more minutes with him, then we'll go to your go back to your calls. But, yeah, I mean, to understand, there where this mosque got bombed, at every street corner there are machine gun nests, armored machine gun nests, armored Humvees, barbed wire. You don't go anywhere. They live in a total police state with ID cards. But dozens and dozens, I said it was over 20 men in military, U.S.-issued military uniforms, go running in there, and they plant these explosives just right to blow the entire top of the dome out right there inside of it. And they blow it up, and oh, it was the evil Shiites blowing up the Sunnis, and man, or it's the Shiites blowing up the... He goes on and on. They do this, and then everybody gets at each other's throats. I mean, there are real bombings and killings going on that aren't run by the globalists. But the key triggering events, you see, to get the revenge killings going, to get it going, the snowball events, that's caused another way. Were you able to get my guest back on? We had a interesting phone line problem there. Dr. Rashid, you were trying to finish up what you were saying there about the mosque?
Yes, I was saying it was well guarded by the American, all the city was well guarded by the American army. After 6 o'clock, all the ways are closed and the American army are spread all the city. Then who entered the city? Who brought this huge quantity of explosive material? Who stay for arranging for this bombing for 8 to 10 hours? I think there is some relation and all the people who are looking for truth has to look after this and know who is pushing towards the civil war in Iraq. There is some fingers are pushing towards it, not the Iraqi people.
Well, this is the good news. I would talk to liberals, progressives in this country 2 years ago and say that our government was behind the bombings. I mean, they've caught MI6 in the act doing it. They've caught Israelis doing it. Marines have caught them and beat them up now. They're ordered to release them. So this has been going on now. Now I talk to people, not just Iraqis like yourself, but I talk to Americans, and they're like, oh, yes, of course it's the government. So, I mean, it seems like there is an awakening to who's behind it now, Doctor.
Yes. Any people do not want Iraq to be settled down. All people who want to stay their armies in Iraq for a longer time, saying this is we have a reason for staying our army. There is a civil war will happen in Iraq, so they are arranging and pushing in this direction. I think so, and the majority of Iraqi people now start to speak about this in the streets. It has not come a secret. All the Iraqi people now.
Well, it's like Katrina. By sabotaging at Katrina and making it as bad as they could, which is now admitted, we have police on record saying the feds were sabotaging, then they get to put more money into it. It's worse. It gets more federal control. Bush gets in trouble on the surface, but his cronies get billions more. Same thing in Iraq. If they would have fixed things in 6 months, these corporations wouldn't make hundreds of billions of dollars.
Yes.
Gail, do you agree with that statement?
Yes. You know, just not just only the money, the people. Somebody are being killed from Iraqi people and from the American soldiers. So let's start to stop this suffering for the both. You have to start from now. You are not saying I'm just waiting in order a civil war won't happen. Now the American army in Iraq and you hear every day and you maybe see on the TV what is happening in Iraq from bombing and closing and killing people. Then what this army is doing? Nothing. They are doing nothing.
They sit there in armored fortresses while their black ops squads go around carrying out attacks. Thank you so much, Doctor, for joining us, and I wish you Godspeed, and I hope you do well around the country. I hope people come out and see you and other ladies that are here doing this. Thank you for joining us. Can I say some parting things to Gail Murphy, please?
Yes.
Well, Gail, tell us about a few of the events that are coming up and how people get involved in this.
Well, as you mentioned, womensaynotowar.org
has a link to their schedule. There are women, there's Faiza Alareji, who's in Southern California, heading up towards San Francisco. Dr. Rashad will be taking off for North Carolina, Illinois, back to New York, Washington. Iman Hamas is in Connecticut now, but then will be heading to Seattle, and she's got a whole list of bookings through the middle of April. So womensaynotowar.org will be updating their schedule. You can get a hold of June at globalexchange.org if you're interested in inviting these women close to your community. I know you're in the Austin area.
Yeah, we need to get you guys down here and down to Crawford.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's plans for that, I think. Cindy will be coming to Washington. So.
That would be beautiful. Yeah. Maybe do it when the criminal's out there at his cowboy stage, where he poses as a cowboy, and maybe get you guys out there to confront him right there.
All right. Well, we're also planning a Mother's Day vigil in front of the White House, and we are still looking to have the two mothers who were denied visas to come to the U.S., and hopefully other Iraqi mothers who can come, and they can talk about, this is the face of war, this is what you're doing.
Well, in closing, you both said this, many others have said this, Paul Craig Roberts said this last hour, Dr. Roberts, again, a huge Republican, domestically, we're going into a dictatorship. America's a police state. They're setting up a police state here, destroying our 230 years of freedom, while claiming we're bringing them freedom over there when it's the complete opposite. And this is all being done in the American people's name.
That's right.
We have to stand up and say, no, this is not in our name.
And we have to be creative about how we do that. You know, voting and writing letters and op-eds is not enough. We really need to be unified. We need to be aggressive in our resistance, and we need to be relentless.
Well, I agree with you. And Gail Murphy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Take care. Let's take a few calls, and then I'll hit a few final news articles. There's so much we didn't cover today at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and so much we didn't cover yesterday. We cover more than any other show out there, but it's just there's too much. It's just the crimes are getting so ridiculous that I fear for this country. I fear for all of our futures. I mean, we've got psychopathic nuts running things, and it's just they're pulling out all the stops. They're reckless, like Dr. Roberts said last hour. Let's talk to Dr. Bill Deagle. Dr. Deagle, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thanks, Alex. As always, you're the best. I mean, I'm amazed at the show. My mother's family are from Lebanon, Lebanese Christians, and I can tell you everything this doctor is saying is true, and it just brings tears to my eyes at what's going on over there. All the people lived, Jews, Christians, Muslims, all lived and are in peace until the British got oil there 150 years ago. Then they armed the Druze militia as long as 100 and some years ago. My great-grandmother came in 1898 into America. What I see going on is just an abomination. And what they're going to do is try to turn all of Islam, more than a billion people, into a meat grinder for American young men and women to die with depleted uranium poisoning and to destroy our culture and eventually have...
Oh, yeah, I've said this over and over again, and this ought to be the headline on a story we ought to write. America is the target. Iraq is only the pretext. We need to explain, and Bush told his biographer this, we're the real target.
Yeah, they want to destroy our young people.
I mean, I hate to use a child's analogy, but Revenge of the Sith. He's a little-known senator. He hires people to covertly attack his own planet, says the Senate won't do enough, gets elected chancellor, then attacks his own planets again and again to become emperor, and then knocks out his own forces. This is actually what governments do. You know, children can understand the plot, but adults can't understand it in the real world.
I have a friend who was a medic, and he came back, and this is a fellow from Vietnam, and he came back, and we sat down for lunch a year ago, and he cried. And he told me things, and he started blubbering, he couldn't even finish what he did when he was over in Iraq, trying to take care of our troops and what was happening to the...
Who was this, a medic?
Yes, and he's a senior medic, and actually he was a battalion medic commander in the reserve forces from Fort Buckley. And it was unbelievable what was going on over there. And what's happening is 1,000 times worse in many ways than what happened in the first Gulf War in the aftermath, because now everything is gone, and there's no rebuilding. There's nothing happening over there at all. And they want to do this to Iran, but they're going to get an awful surprise. And that's why the advance warning has been out there. I'm certain that the Iranians have got some horrific surprises for our surface navy, for our armed forces. And Russia and China are not playing the game all according to the rules.
And the globalists know that if they can get us engaged in this fight, when we're getting our tails kicked at first, a lot of Americans who are even against the war will say, we got to get in there now.
Yeah, yeah.
We can't lose.
Well,
know, hey, who's bad, the bear trap or the person that sticks your arm in it?
Right. We're going to have every man, woman under age 40 die in this war. If this continues, it'll be country after country until there's not a man or woman under age 40 that's still alive. That's what they're going to do. They want to rip and tear our country to pieces. And once they get rid of America, which I consider the only republic that's standing against the New World Order, that once they rip America down, they'll nuke it. And they've already got plans. I have contacts that know about all of this place nukes, about short-range nuclear missiles in Central and South America.
By the way, I have a big article today about masses of Chinese troops moving into Latin America.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call. That's one of the ones I want to hit after I take a final call. Joe in California. Joe, you're on the air. Go ahead. Good to hear from you, Dr. Deagle.
Yeah, Dr. Deagle, is he still
no,
on the
he's
line?
Gone. I was saying bye to him. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay. Well, I wanted just to know that, have you heard the report that our troops are being denied the use of their body armor that they're